is the Spectrum Podcast, motherfuckers.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Hi.
My name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
name Sadie.
It's young for the beginners.
I'm gonna give you some banana. Baby, if you call me Donna.
Women can just be friends. Like a guy and a girl that are single can just be friends.
Yes, yes, I do. Because I have guys that are just my friends, like you.
Wow!
I felt that in my soul!
You're now locked into the number one podcast on Spotify. Yes, for good reason. Another one.
This is the Spectrum Podcast.
Well, Spotify, hi. Welcome to the Spectrum Podcast. I'm Danny.
I'm Nana.
And together we are...
Nana.
Yeah.
You guys hear my bass voice?
Yeah, your bass voice. It's giving masculine. It's giving, you know...
I feel like I always come with the masculine energy.
Why though? Why?
I mean, I'm just wired that way.
Men like feminine women.
Okay. And...
your femininity is great. Embrace your femininity.
I'll try though.
Please do.
I'm trying.
I mean, you just need to be more feminine though. To be more loving.
Nah.
To be more embracing.
Nah.
And cute.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm just mean, bro.
You just have to be more feminine and touching. I mean, your feelings and your emotions.
I will never be.
You know?
Maybe one day.
I'm feeling. I don't love a dovey. I love a man.
Nah.
And be a woman to a man, not a man to a man.
What?
I'm just saying.
I'll be a man to a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are men like that.
How's my accent though?
I don't know what that accent is.
You love it?
No? Oh. What accent is that?
I don't know. It's California accent.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they talk though. All the white men are like, that's, hey bro, here you go. You're so great. You're so amazing.
Wow.
But you look so pretty.
This is the worst so California pretty. Accent I've ever heard in my life.
It's a Kalashan accent. I don't know.
Is that really how they talk?
That's a Kalashan talk. Oh, you're so great. Okay. Oh, shut up. Or we go to the Hamptons for holiday.
Hamptons.
Yeah, it's like, that's how they talk though. You're like, you know when they're doing E and then their biggest problem you hear, oh, Kim was so nice on me at the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Or we are at the Hills and she was just misbehaving. Like, I don't know what's wrong with her. She wouldn't go to take my bag. I'm like, okay, all right. She didn't get me a Birkin. She got me a Louis. I'm like, okay, I'm bigger than a Louis. And you see the way they talk, even at all these like basketball wives. I'm like, nigga, first off, you guys are household wives, okay? You don't do shit. But you only complain about, oh, he got me a Birkin and not a Louis. I'm like, okay, all right, fair. What else? Which one is higher, Birkin or Louis? Birkin, have you?
I wouldn't even know.
We're both broke.
That's so, not in my tax bracket.
We're both broke. Have you ever seen the Birkin?
I haven't. I've only seen it in like...
I need to change your friends. That's what that means, man.
I mean, stop hanging out with me.
Stop hanging out with me, bro. You people, stop. You need to change your circle.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive gift any guy has ever gotten you?
Most expensive gift?
Yeah.
A guy has gotten me. I think it's a bag that I never even use. I think I give it out.
Why? You didn't like it?
Because I don't carry bags, so. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, a guy, one of my friends, this is one of my secondary school mates. He got me like this bag thing.
Yeah.
A bag, he sent it for me from Ukraine.
Oh.
Back when Ukraine was not a war.
Yeah, back when, you know.
Yeah, so he sent it for me and.
Why didn't you use it?
I used it, you know, for a while, then I just stopped because.
It doesn't match your energy. It doesn't match your jeans that you wear. I get it.
Yeah, like even one of my friends, aka Gladys.
Like, how do you carry the bag?
Got me a bag. Like, how I carry it like a girl who carries a bag, bro.
But you say it's weird. Like, me was saying that. Like, Because anytime I see you, right, I already see, like
a school bag or
school bag. Yeah. That's all I picture you in.
Yeah, so, see, it's not really bad. It's just my, that's just who I am.
You change who you are.
I won't change
who you are is not the best.
Who am I is the best for me, not for other people.
Do you believe that who you are cannot be the best? That you're open to change?
No, I'm not open to change in some parts of me. Like this bug thing. Like I, because it's just, it, I feel like it's like a trap for me. Like my friend got me, my friend aka Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys got me a bag for my birthday. I think last year, 2 years. 2 years. She got me a bag. And I was like, I liked the bag when I saw it. It was actually, there's nothing wrong with the bag. It's a fine bag. And I carried it for a few days or weeks. I don't know. I carried the bag. It didn't feel weird. It was actually a very nice bag. But over time, I saw a school bag and I was like,
yeah, school bag.
School bag is more practical. School bag is more. I feel like if you want to get me a gift, get me a practical gift. I'm not saying that like I'm ungrateful for anything, but
get me something. You think people should get?
I feel like
you gifts that you need instead of gifts that you want.
Yes, I do. I do feel that, and I feel like in that aspect, I didn't have a bag. I have several bags here, but I'm not using, like, right now, I'm more of like a school bag kind of person. I don't want anything, just, I don't want to have this stress of just carrying a bag like this in my hand. I just want something to hold so that when I'm walking, I'm not walking with something
in my
hand. Yeah, that's just, that I'm just a practical kind of person.
Another episode that proves that Naomi needs to transition.
No, I feel like I like things, I like my things to be practical. Like, I need things to be done, like, things fast. If I have a bag and I'm carrying this and I'm doing like, please.
Yeah. Again, a guy. But it's
well,
all
if you
good.
Get me a bag, no problem. I'll try and use
good.
It for a while.
It's all good. Get, it's so. All good. Do you think people who get, if you get somebody a gift and the person never wears it, is that a bad thing? Doesn't mean the person didn't like it.
I mean, people are, it's on you for not buying the person what you think the person liked or something. I don't know. Mm. But if the person doesn't wear it, if it's someone that has a lot of things, then it's not, it may not be like a thing.
I don't know if I've shared this story before.
Share it
on the podcast.
Let us hear.
I don't know if I've told you at all, but I got a girl a gift back in secondary school, in uni. I'll tell you, you know the girl actually.
The universal girl.
No, not the universal one. But yeah, I did get her a gift, and yeah, she never wore it.
Maybe she didn't like it.
No, it was a dress. She said she liked it when I, but yeah, here's why I think she didn't wear it, because when I, it had the, what do you call it, at the time, the amount I bought it for, now it doesn't seem like a lot, but then it was a lot, and that was where we were at the time. I think it was like 5k. I'm not ashamed to say it. It was 5K.
No, that's not a lot.
And
that's
at that
a
time,
lot, sorry.
At that time, that was a lot for me.
That was a lot.
Because I was not, I was still a student. Right? I wasn't any money.
Yeah.
But it was her birthday, and I was like, okay. I knew how much she liked wearing like dresses and all of that. Mm. So I got her that nice gown, right? Mm. Which is it a gown, I'll call it, but it was like one of those. It was a dress. Let me just say it was a dress. Okay. I don't know what you guys qualify as a gown, because I'm dumb when it comes to women's clothing. But okay. I remember I went with my friend, right? And then we got it. But I remember it had the label. What do you call that thing? The label, no? The tag.
Yeah,
it had the tag on the back, right? But for some reason, the shop attendants didn't have the, where they used to package, you know, how they package stuff in the back. So it looks very, you know, classy and whatever. She didn't have the bag for some weird reason.
Uh-huh.
She was looking for it and she couldn't find it. So she now said, okay, that she was going to give me. She now put it in like a normal black nylon, whatever, right? Which is.
So is that how you gave your friend?
And I didn't have anything to wrap it in. You get it? I didn't have anything to wrap the stuff in. So in my mind, I was like, should I give this girl this? Like, I tried, I said, okay, should I go and look for how to wrap something like, but how do you wrap a dress like that? Like,
because I've just gotten like all those like transparent things that have that.
Yeah, that stuff like that, Ziploc bag, something like that.
Yes.
But in my mind, like 100 level, 200 level kid, like I'm not thinking about that. Like I didn't really, I was like, she can see that there's a tag on it, right?
Mm.
So it's definitely, but then again, I didn't think that deep to it. I just say, okay, this person is my friend. She's definitely going to wear it because the dress was fine and it was the color that she liked. And like, I put thought into getting that. Like, I didn't just get a random gift, right? And I just I gave it to her. She was happy, excited, and like, oh, this is nice, this is nice. But she never wore it. She never. And we were in school together for 4 years. She never wore it. Till today, I've never told her this. Right? Maybe one day I'll tell her. But it still hurts me. Like, so the day I was this close to asking her, like, did you ever wear that dress I got you? And I know she didn't wear it. She probably gave
was it
out.
Size?
It was her size. I said, I'm a very intentional gift giver. Like, I will look for what you like.
Yeah.
Right? Things that you say in passing, I will look for it and want to make sure that, okay, I do my best. If it's not your size, it's not your size. That's different, right?
Yeah.
I can get you. If you told me, oh, it's not my size, oh, I can go back to the shop and say, this is not my size and return, Abby.
Yes.
But you didn't give me any. You never wore it.
Yeah.
It still hurts me today. Till this day.
Oh, it's cute.
She never wore it.
Yeah.
And then I had PTSD when I got my sister something since, I bet it was in October.
And
she has never worn it. That shoe is still there.
Maybe inside the lilo. The right moments. Or maybe just
it's
not
the right moment.
Or is she ugly?
She said she wanted a nice white, what they call it, sneakers. That's what she wanted. Like, that
she's
was
saving it for something now.
No, like, okay, so
I
but you've not won it.
Sneakers,
no,
so.
I know she probably be saving it for something. But my sister is like, even the black, there was a black shoe I got her before that one. She has still not worn it. So my thing is like,
ask her now.
I'm not going to, because I can't, because now I'm having PTSD from that last one. Like, okay, maybe she didn't like it and she wanted to tell me that she didn't like it. But I was like, but this is what you say you wanted. And you're happy when I got it for you. So why have you not won it?
She's your sister. Maybe she's just, there's a reason. I don't know.
Ask her. Just PTSD for me. But yeah, that particular one did hurt me.
Yeah.
That particular one. My sister's one, I can understand. She's a weirdo. But my friend, she just never wore it. I never said anything about that dress again. So in my mind, she probably gave it out or she never wore it.
Yeah.
Or burnt it.
How she burn it? Like, is that how much she hates you?
Maybe that's it for her.
So,
yeah, it's fine.
See,
she's married now. She doesn't even care. But anyway, let's just move
is
on.
Is it that girl?
No, it's not. But you know her. I'll tell you her. I'll tell you who she is after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's.
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes it's just for me gift giving. If you give me a gift, just know that if you want to give me a gift, don't give me something girly or. Something so
yeah, something
like,
manly.
Not something manly, but something doesn't have to be. I'm not manly like, yeah. I'm this, but I'm not gay. So, give me something mid, and I'll appreciate something practical. You know that I'll use.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just me. Well, bags don't.
Yeah.
Don't get me that. I bought like 3 bags, at the time, and I used it for a while, but I need to use it again. So it's not even I don't even know what's wrong with me. So it just
we know you don't know. We know you don't know. You know you don't know. Just like ADHD.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's part of it. Maybe it's part of the issue.
It's all good.
Just gonna blame it on
you. Well, what are we doing today? Let's totally left.
Yeah. We're doing a video, we're reacting to a comedy video by Amberia Allen.
Okay. She's black.
Amberia.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's black.
Obviously, I mean, that name alone is black people always give their children weird names.
Yeah, good.
So,
but yep, let's react to it. And okay, that's it. Yeah, let's jump in.
All right.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Kev, for that wonderful introduction. Most niggas just forget your name and your credits, say it all wrong, and say, a lady is coming to the stage. Are you ready for a lady?
Hilarious.
So thank you. I'm coming up on 10 years of marriage.
Yeah!
Relax, guys. All my guy friends are telling me this is the marker, like, figure out if I want to stay before 10 years. Because, you know, men be knowing all the divorce rules. Like, they be, you know, SB California 135 says. Like, nigga, you work at Home Depot. Why do you know? They be using all the language. It stipulates that the plaintiff. You a whole Esquire now.
Okay.
I don't know. It's, I think the issue was I got married before I knew I was cute. I just, like, if I had just waited like four more Invisalign trays, I feel like I would have really known my potential, but I was an impatient bitch, and now here I am. I'm trapped.
Can I say something? It helps when the crowd is a good crowd.
Yeah.
It's a very good crowd. I remember we were under sex on the crowd because we were Canadians. Canadians just, they are not a good crowd.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Must you offend like a, I don't know, like you, must you offend something or like, I don't even know. Either you offend a religious group or a gender or
a whole ass country.
A whole ass country. Like, what is this with you?
I'm sorry, my bad. But I've watched a lot of Canadian like comics go up on Canadian stage and they say the same thing, that like, Canadian crowds are tough. So especially like when they go to Montreal, which is like the most common distance.
Yeah.
They it's not
is
something.
Is it that they don't understand?
So you know Canadians are typically very quiet people.
Yeah.
I mean that's the very quiet, chilled, no stress, like they don't want issues, right?
Yeah.
So when and most of Americans bring their whole buhaha. They're all crazy and think that Canadians get everything that Americans get, and then it falls flat. And they take time to understand their joke.
Mm.
It's almost, it's like a British crowd as well sometimes.
True.
If you're not British, right, it takes time for them to, except they really, really know you very well. They're accustomed to how you tell your jokes. But American crowd is like, if they like you, you will know. If they don't like you, you will know from the first minutes that you're bombing.
Yeah.
That's just it. Like, American crowds just, they there's already context.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not like I said something pretty horrendous, but anyway, it's all good.
Okay.
I say horrendous shit all the time.
I mean, you do.
But yeah, but go ahead.
Used to hearing women complain about marriage, but we hate y'all too. Like, it's equally oppressive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I got married young, like right out of college. My husband was right out of college. He went to the Air Force Academy. He was a pilot. And I thought that's so sexy. I was talking like a white girl. Oh my God, I fucking love it.
I was right with the accent.
Oh
my God, I fucking love it. Oh my God. Oh, it's so great. You're so amazing. You're the best person. It's like, why you sound like that? It's actually, you know how I do? I told you when we went out, when me and the homie went out in December, the white girls that sat, two white girls that sat closer, that's how they talk.
Mm.
And they said they were from LA. I was like, before you even said you were from LA, I knew you guys were from LA.
Yeah.
Because that's how they just talk. I was like, oh my God.
That's the accent.
Oh, Nikki, you're so great. Oh, you're so amazing. I'm like, why do you even talk like that? I was going to ask.
That's their way of speaking.
But then if I had done that, why do you talk like that? And then she would have probably asked me, why do you talk like this?
Exactly.
Like,
so,
okay, all right, it's fair.
Yeah.
And probably, she probably hated the way we talked anyway.
She's in our country.
I mean,
so, okay. Find your square roots.
Anyway, let's go.
Yeah, white girls sound like they're swallowing the words when they talk. Oh my God, I'm like, I love it.
Exactly. I swear,
like, I love them. So much. I thought I was so excited. I was like, he's a pilot. It's like Top Gun.
Top Gun, okay.
I didn't know that meant he was going to identify a plane every time he heard one. Forever. Just forever. We could be anywhere. We'd be in Target, shopping, walking down the aisles. I'd be talking to him, going through the list. And, hey, shh, shh, shh. You hear that? 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 That's a 4-5 prop plane 679 Tiger. I'd be like, nigga, did you get the toilet paper? Because I don't care.
That's hilarious.
You don't know the Wi-Fi passcode, but you can identify the jet flying over to Target. I don't care.
That's hilarious.
It's useless. It's just useless information. It's so... It's...
Guy. I mean, people that like that about cars.
Yeah.
I hate them. I actually hate those people because I don't like cars. I don't care about cars. Why are you giving me this information?
And they don't have
cars. And they don't have cars most of the time. It makes me so mad, bro. I'd be so mad.
You
like,
said all this time why? About cars.
Oh, that's a Nissan 250, 2017, 1972 remodel. I'm like, nigga, who gives a shit? Nobody gives a shit about this. Why am I hearing this information? I hate cars. Like, people that talk about cars like that. It's so annoying. Ah,
it's crazy.
I've met those kind of people. They're so
annoying. Like, I don't know where.
So I was like,
where's your own car? What the time you be spending and be learning useless information?
It's so annoying.
Who cares?
It's so annoying. Like, it makes me mad. Anytime I see someone that is a car freak, I'm like, okay, I checked out. Like, I'm just walking out because I already know where you are going. Because half of the shit you're talking about, I don't know. I've never seen a 70s. How do you know it was made in 1909?
Because they googled it, yeah. So.
It's all good, but go on.
Yeah, what do you think of what she said about marriage and her marrying Ellie?
Yeah.
And it being like a trap now, 10 years later.
Yeah, I think that was just
funny.
Just
it's a joke,
yeah, but yeah. I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
I do think like 10 years in mark, where you know whether you're living or not. Where like, oh, am I going to go through this or am I living?
If I'm reaching 10 years,
look
I'm
like a very
going,
long time.
I'm going.
If you get to 10 years, like, okay. At this point, we're pretty much.
We are together forever. Yeah, like, I don't think I want to start
doing
going
this
again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely.
10 years is a marker.
10 years is a marker for you to know.
To know if this is know. If it's forever or, yes. You know, once he hits that 10, it's kind of like okay, you guys.
And
now.
If it was 10 like good years or so, even
it's early
not
never,
really
like,
all
it's
good
not,
years, but
good.
If it was 10 like. Good years.
All round.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can say okay, fair.
Then
enough,
you can
like,
say
okay.
You can continue. But if
it was
still
it
like
take, it can take another
worst
10.
Of the 10 years of your life, then
because
feel free
you
to
know why you know why I'm saying that? Because when you get to 10, a lot of changed since when you guys got married.
Yeah.
That's a long period of time. And if you guys had kids, definitely that dynamic has also changed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So also you're not also assessing your head, okay, how am I going to navigate this for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
What is he going to look like in the next 10 years? What
yes.
am I going to look like in the next 10 years? Like,
yeah.
Where's our minds going to be the next 10 years? Like,
yeah.
Like mentally, you get like, are we going to be in the same headspace? Like
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Definitely.
By the time you start assessing that, like, okay, maybe I can do this. Let me try another 10, and see where that lands us. Because you'd have been different after that first 10 years.
Yeah.
Very much different, both mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, all of those. All the Charlies.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Shout out to people who get married young. Yeah,
yeah, shout out to you. You guys, shout out to my mom.
You guys are doing what you need to
my
do.
My mom was 23 and she got married.
That's good. She's not even young enough, sir.
She be 16.
Hmm?
How far are you?
Your mom's, what do you call it? You should have said that she was even old, safe. Do you
at
know?
23?
Yes.
At that time?
You would have said 18.
Probably right.
People are...
21 was kind
yeah,
of like, can you do
was
something for me? I'm sorry. I just... If I say 21, that's just the only thing that comes to my mind.
I'm telling you, this guy. What is that? See, you just put it like randomly. I'm like, ah.
Sorry.
Where are we going with this?
Sometimes I feel like you just follow me, but you don't know where I'm going.
Hey, what is this?
Even me, I don't know, but like, it's just the first thing that came to mind. Anytime I say 21 now,
okay.
The next thing that comes is, can you do
some people like 18 or, yeah. You know, she tried, child. Can never be me.
Yeah.
I mean, can never be me because I'm past that age. But
Tusha.
Moving on.
Could never be you.
Never ever. Yeah.
I'm 33, but fine. Welcome.
What is it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, swallow that. Yeah, swallow it.
Oh God. But the way you're going, is it not? The way you're going,
mean,
is it not?
I have how many years to 30 now? I have like.
You have 3 years
I have
to
3
decide.
Years. So, I mean, if I have 3 years to decide, then.
Yeah, that's what you said when you were 22. That you
no,
had,
when
you
I was
22,
I was not even. I don't know. When I was 22, I was not even thinking of it. It was not even. In
oh,
my
that's I thinking
yeah
now.
So it's now like
yeah.
I'm thinking but not then yeah. I was like my oh, whole face like come on
hey she said it not me but go ahead
yeah
okay
whatever
I hope you guys used to catch the you know little things that she chose
I just dropped things
yeah
like,
you, guys,
you guys
like
pick
it
like,
up
pick it
you
up
guys,
yeah.
Yeah, so you know we know
yeah
but go on
should we watch the video
yeah go on
but now because this 10-year thing I'm like eyeing all of our purchases through the lens of divorce, right? I'm like, so my husband just turned 40 and he wanted a Porsche for his birthday. And I was like, no, that's not. happening. You're not about to drive out of my life in a Porsche. You get a Honda, nigga, like you can try to get some new pussy in an Accord, a CRV, and see how you fare out there. It's not what we're gonna do. Happy Black History Month, everybody. We tried to get my in-laws to do Ancestry.com because my mother-in-law really wanted to do it, so we bought the kit and gave it to him, and then we made this whole thing about results day. We drove down there to the house, going to have a whole big celebration, and my mother-in-law did her test. My father-in-law did not do his, and I was like, hey, we paid good money. Why didn't you do the test? And he was like, I got too much shit in my past.
Okay, grandpa. Okay, grandpa.
And it's, you know, Black people always think something is gonna go a bridge too far. Like, we don't trust shit. Like, I'm like, it's just gonna show you what part of West Africa you from. Not the lean on your house from 1978. Okay? Not the side bitches from the 80s. Like, none of that's popping up, Dad.
Black people are the same across board.
Oh, they don't trust anything.
We don't trust, even the ones in Africa, we don't trust shit.
We don't trust anything.
We're the same. Yes, we're actually the same.
My dad does not use an ATM card because he does not trust me. But you send me money and you tell me ATM card. Like, what is wrong with you?
Guy, they don't trust shit.
They don't trust anything.
That's what my dad keeps sending me all these messages of like, oh, don't do this, don't go out at this time. Oh, don't hit you up to this. Like, who lives like this?
Does that? Like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, what is your problem?
Oh god. Yeah, they don't trust you.
I think our parents, or this, they just like fake news.
Ah, god,
they love it.
God. Ah, continue.
I don't know what they're going in there to look at. I wanted that information. I really wanted it for like the health data, right? Because all of our parents, all our Black parents are sick. Like, they're all sick. They're all... We wanted that, and they don't tell us that. Like, we have to find out about stuff in a crisis. So I wanted the data from the people. And it would have been helpful not only for them, but also in my family. My youngest niece is autistic, and I knew early because I'm that bitch of the family who just is there to identify the problems. Just take this finger and stick it in everything is my role. My niece was young. She wasn't responding to her name. And I was like, hey, I think like we need to check her hearing. That's a sign that she might be on the spectrum. And my mom was very defensive and was like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that baby. Y'all have heard this before. Ain't nothing wrong with that baby. And I was like, okay, fine. Let me take my finger out. 2 years later, my niece is in preschool. She starts beating the shit out of all the kids on the playground. Unprompted ass beatings. Unprompted ass beatings in the sandbox. And I was like, hey, she's not socializing well with other kids. That's a sign that maybe we should get her checked out. There's, you know, she might be on the spectrum. My mom was like, hey, ain't maybe them kids need to stay out her fucking face. Because ain't nothing wrong with that baby. Like, keep picking her up from school then early. keep leaving on your lunch break to go get her. So then fast forward, we're at my dad's birthday dinner, right? At the Red Lobster, because we fancy, you know? And my niece starts fucking up the waitress, right? She is taking the menus, knocking shit over. She's doing all the autistic shit, right? And my dad was like, hey, we gotta cut this shit out. We gotta take her to the doctor because I think something wrong with the baby. I'm like, oh, now she done kicked over your admiral's feast. Now we can get a diagnosis. Bay biscuits. I just, that's the kind of family we have. You don't get a diagnosis about what you got unless what you got inconveniences us. That's our family. It's hard. It's rough. My niece's mom has been in community college for 10 years. I'm not lying. It used to be 8 years, and now she just keeps packing a JanSport every August, like we believe. I'm like, bitch, okay, like let's switch occupation. Let's braid hair. Let's do
Wow. Wow.
So I know that eventually that means I'm gonna get custody of my niece. Whoever has that wheeze laugh feels like a very young person, and I want you to get checked out from here. I need you to see a primary care provider immediately.
Have you ever seen somebody who had this person has been on the spectrum, but or maybe not spectrum, but you know something is wrong with his skin.
I swear, black family.
But they're the same across board. When I said that, like consuming a lot of black American content, I was like, are the same. Like why are they so like it's just the accent. The only difference is the accent, but so the same.
Okay, let me tell you something. I have a story now.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but it's funny, right?
Okay.
You guys.
Yeah, go on.
I'm asthmatic, eh?
Okay. Yeah, we didn't know that. I didn't know that too.
You know it.
Until 3 years
rest,
ago.
Rest.
That's something I'm gonna die rest. On. That hill. Oh, saying, bro, but go on.
Okay, so I'm asthmatic, guys. Yeah. So it's funny. So I remember, like, I always say, when I was in secondary school, yeah. I told my mom, like, my chest is paining me, my back is paining me. My mom said, pray.
Yeah,
I'll be fine. Yeah. I was like, okay. Man's on fire. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm dying, but okay.
I'm dying, but okay.
I was like, no problem, okay. and this pain or attack or whatever, the asthma attack will come at some time. Severe. Will come sometime, I'll not be able to breathe.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So I used to like do all those remedies. Like I'll just go and take hot water. Or go and take some. Sometimes I'll feel it coming, and I'll just go and boil like hot water. And I would drink like hot, like
that's
boiling hot. Water.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, but I mean it helped me.
Ah.
Yeah, it helped me. But sometimes it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I would do all this, and I would be telling them like, I can't breathe. Like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, I can't breathe. I would say this thing like. A lot of times, and I just finally accepted, like, it's just something that is wrong with me. I don't know what it is, or it just happens to me.
Illusion.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. So I accepted my fate. I was like, okay, no problem. You guys are not doing anything. No. So I think one day they sprayed, like, when I came back from, was I in school then? Mm. Because I was not yet in school.
Yeah.
So they, I think before I entered 100 level, I was at home. So they sprayed sniper in one of the rooms in the house, and I didn't enter there normally because I know that it affects me, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't want to be there, so like 2 days later, I entered there. And normally, the sniper thing is not there again, but the thing affected me, so like from that, I could not breathe, but I could not go and meet them because I know that it's the same thing they would tell me.
Yeah.
So I was just in my room, and I could not. That was like one of the worst, like, moments. I actually thought I was going to die, yeah. So I was lying down. I could not even stand.
Yeah.
So I was just hunching over, like, I can't breathe. I can't do this. So I was like the thing was so choking, like it was choking me. Like it was like serious.
And nobody was there.
And I was telling, and they knew that I was not feeling fine.
Yeah.
So they didn't feel like they would get all these like drugs malaria. Or whatever, malaria or something.
Yeah, typical.
And I was saying like, I cannot breathe until my mom, like, I just stayed in my room. I was like, and I was breathing like, it was just here.
Yeah,
it was very bad. So I was like, so I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So they told my dad was like,
she's just gonna buy a drug.
Yeah.
This one was so like, what would I call it now? Was it carefree? Carefree about it. My mom was like, this guy cannot breathe. Like, it was a whole like panic. She was panicking. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, let her finally, last resort. This is the last resort. Take me to this a health center that is here.
Mm.
That was their last resort after hundreds of years of telling them this thing. So they finally took me to the health center, right? So when they took me there, they had to. That was one of the worst like attack I've ever had.
Mm.
That was how I knew that okay,
it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. So I could not stand.
Yeah,
I was just hunched over. So when I was in the car, I just laid down. So when I got to the health center, so all the nurses, they came out like, okay, Kari, they didn't even know what's wrong with me, but they know that, okay, this one is not okay.
Mm.
So when they took me in to see the doctor, the doctor was so angry as my mom. The doctor was like, this girl is asthmatic. Why are you telling me that this one, like, the doctor was actually pissed.
Yeah.
Like, why are you saying, like, somebody's saying they can't breathe and your first thing is to tell them just to pray. Like,
yeah.
They bring the person to
hospital.
To the hospital, so they had to give me like a whole like oxygen mask
to breathe,
nebulizer to breathe. So that's why I was breathing, and I like,
catch your breath at least.
And I got my breath back, and I was like, So
how old were you when you found this out?
When I was, how old was I find that? 16. I should have been
16.
I was 16, like 16 years.
And how long do you remember you've been having that thing?
Since like I was like maybe. When I was in prenatal, like 11 or 12.
Oh, yeah.
11 or 12.
So that means you probably had it before that. But it just had not expressed itself.
Yes. So I was like,
that's crazy.
I was like, this child is asthmatic. Mama said, asthma.
Hey,
I did not know.
This one bad thing.
I did not know. Hey, this open up to that. She said, pray. I was like, nigga, I got asthma, man. I'm treating myself, so I don't have an issue with it. The woman did not give me the inhaler, showed me how to use it and stuff like that. And that's how I started using it, and that's how
it's been helping.
It has been helping me. And then
Lord have mercy. So from 11 that you found out.
Yeah.
So for like 5 years you were just
I would not be suffering. Like
you're just praying.
Yeah. I was not even at this point, I was like, whatever. I just knew that it was something that happened to me, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So you're just like an outside body experience.
Yeah.
So the thing will just come and go.
Oh,
that's
shit.
How it was for me. So that's how I found out that I had asthma.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
So that's how I found out. So
and that explains a lot why we call this Spectrum the Spectrum Podcast.
Yes.
Because you are on the spectrum. You are definitely on the spectrum.
So that was the thing for me, and I remember I was so angry when I was like, so all these years that I'm suffering,
do you understand? There's no reason.
Like, there's no, like, you could have just took.
Remember there was a time in Africa where we didn't believe that sickle cell was a thing.
Mm,
like, you just tell you were possessed by the spirit. Yeah, I remember even growing up, I see those people talk like that, and I had a cousin. I have a cousin. He's still alive today, thank God. That is sickle cell and. He's always sick. For a while, they thought he was Ogbanje.
Yeah.
Bro. Hey, man. I mean, it's crazy, it's wild. It's wild out here. If you guys knew.
Yeah.
My brother was on the spectrum.
Yeah.
In fact, two of my brothers I lost, they were both on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Two of them were both on the spectrum. So, I know all about being on the spectrum. I know how hard it is raising kids on the spectrum. So, it's a lot. But anyway, we're gone.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's continue the video.
Let's continue the video.
Let's wrap up.
Better immediately. it could maybe you had COVID-1. COVID-1 be having the lingering. You talk to somebody who had the first COVID, they'd be like, oh, it's just I had polio as a result of the COVID. Like shit. All the things we didn't know. Oh, I have a hair appointment tomorrow.
We didn't need to know that.
I'm very excited. Black women, you know, it is a chore. It is work. It is hard. Our hair is work. It's so much work. We plan our hair like, you know, white girls be like, oh, I'm gonna blow out tomorrow and do something. We plan our hair for the season. Be like, bitch, what you gonna do with your hair for the winter? What you doing? You doing braids? You doing what you doing? What you gonna be natural? You going on vacation, bitch? Oh, what you doing? What you doing? You know, it's work. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of work goes into finding stylists, plural. It's multiple. Gotta have a whole arsenal of women to do your hair. You gotta have a braider. You gotta have somebody do your weaves. Somebody do the wigs, right? Your natural hair straight, right? Then you gotta have a backup bitch when all them bitches be unavailable. It is work. It is so much planning. It's so much work.
Can't relate.
I asked a girl one of my last shows, white woman in the audience, how long it took her to wash her hair. And she said 10 minutes.
Wow.
Enthusiastically, 10 minutes. And I was like, wow. Like, wow, 10 minutes. 10 minutes is the pep talk we give ourselves before we think about washing the hair. We have wash day. A whole day dedicated to one activity, washing your hair. And that day is just the prep day. Then you gotta go get all the shit to wash the hair. You be in Target just with loads of things like it's the apocalypse. Get ready to just wash your hair. It's work. That's why as a black woman, you have two choices. You can wash your hair or you can be productive. That's it. Only two choices, wash your hair or be productive. So if there's a black woman in your life whose hair is always perfect, just always perfect, do not trust this bitch. You can't. She's not doing anything. She's doing nothing. She's doing nothing. That's how I test the black women in my life.
Is that a fair assessment? Because I think it's fair because
right.
You know me, I always have this argument anytime I do your hair. I'm always like, oh, it's going to take the whole day. It's like just let me do what I'm going to do because I know it's going to take a whole day.
Yeah, it's like
because you might get there.
Yeah.
It will be maybe there's queue. Like, remember the day we left, when the last time you did your hair, you said, I called your auntie, you said you were still there.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was still there, like, I think I left it to like 11.
And you got there like maybe like 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
I mean, it's just the thing.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's a fair assessment. You guys.
Yeah, it's a fair assessment. Like,
that's the whole day.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's the
it takes a lot to, it takes a lot to look good, I guess.
Yeah.
Not for men, but anyway, go on.
I mean, you guys just need to buff, and that's all.
I mean, natural makeup. God bless.
As natural, you guys are blessed. You guys don't know that.
That's just how it is, man. But go on.
I remember when Kamala Harris was running for office, and everybody was like, all the black people was like, I don't trust her because she a cop. She a DA. She dirty. I don't trust this bitch. And I was like, that don't bother me. I don't trust this bitch because her hair is always perfect. She's not busy. She's doing nothing. But then I would see like Maxine Waters. You guys, that wig, such an indicator, that wig, the further that wig slid back, you guys, the closer I knew we were to progress. I was like, yes, stimulus checks are coming. I can see her edges, y'all. We might get an impeachment. It's on the way. She's busy. That's what Maxine meant when she said, I'm reclaiming my time. She meant, I'm no longer doing my hair. I can't. Can't do it. I don't want to look like a bad bitch. I want to look like a busy bitch. It's my focus. Kev, I was going to do your favorite joke, but I think I don't have time now. Okay, quickly, I'll do an abbreviated version. So I recently started using a menstrual cup. And especially when the women do it. We'll get to that. But menstrual cup, for those who don't know, is like a little rubberish type cup that women use during their periods. You insert it into your vagina for up to 12 hours. Ooh, and you just set it and forget it. Like, you can go be, live your life. It's very, I love the silence that befalls.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're going with this.
Some of you bitches is on your periods right now. I saw you drop a tampon and get nervous. And, oh my God. in the bathroom. It's fine, bitch. We know you grown, okay? You insert it in there for up to 12 hours, and then when it's full and it's done, you just take it out and you pour all that blood right directly into the water supply. That is how it.
It sounds nasty.
I feel like a witch every time I do it. Every time I pour it, I'd be like, may the blood of my womb. May the blood of my womb destroy all those who come against me. May the blood of my womb. Winter is coming in the blood of my womb. So ladies, now every time, I have to do the full version another time, but I love when men get squeamish about the period jokes, because y'all be wanting pussy all day long, but then when we got to talk about it, you're like, oh God, no, I can't. Shoot niggas all day on Call of Duty. See period blood. Oh, no. It's disgusting.
I can't,
you just put a grenade in a nigga's mouth and watched his head explode, but I can't talk to you about period blood? All right, you guys have been wonderful. My name is Avery Allen. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm gonna check out all of my shows, definitely.
She's funny.
Shout out to you. You picked this one. Yeah.
I mean, I know what hits and what does not. I mean, like some people.
Okay. Yeah. We're not going to mention their names.
We're not going to mention their names, but you know.
It's fair enough.
You know how they do.
Anyway. Yeah. This was shout out to her. Shout out to her. It's pretty good joke, Amber Ellen. Shout out to you, man. Yeah. So, this was a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, men don't like talking about blood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you guys are like the most nastiest people in the world.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just 1 month. It's just one week. I just don't want to talk about.
I don't even want to like.
You don't know that shit, and that's the same. That's the same, you know, cat that you guys like.
I had a friend once, right? Mm-hmm. We don't even call that friend at this point. You know, we're just
You have very need disturbed relationship.
Kicking it, right? No, we're cool. We're cool.
We're kicking it. What does that mean?
Kick and whatever you want to interpret. Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, but she, I would consider her a friend actually, right? Yeah. And she just always found it interesting to talk to me about period, like about like that whole menstrual. I remember the first time she tried to bring it, I was like, she was like, no, you have to hear. You should know this. I'm like, why? Like, you're not my
mama.
You have
to know that.
Well, like, no. She's like, no. I'm like, she would tell me. She would actually start. I was like, I don't want to hear it. But she would tell me everything. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So by the time, but she was the one, shout out to her, right? But she was the one who started making me notice when a woman is going to her period. She'd be like, these are the signs, telltale signs when she's going. Yeah. Like, you would see it clearly. So it kind of made me, kind of jaded me a bit. And I said, you know me. I said, I didn't do too much. Any girl, anytime I see a girl, like, oh, she's on her period. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just said it about it. I just remember, I just was doing it too much, and it was like, oh, okay.
Like I'm the
first anybody guy. I just see, I just like, oh yeah, she's definitely on her period. I may be right most of the time, but
girls will find out.
But it's just
like who is this one?
Yeah, just because like she had talked to me so much about it, she was just forcing it on me. Like she was like, you're going to learn about this thing, know it that you will need it when you, like if you're with your woman or whatever, you know when she's in that and how to take care of her.
So how do you take care of a woman that is on her period?
I mean,
I wanted to ask you before, but
she did say a lot of things like, okay, you have to, like, first of all, you have to be very open to, like, know the when she's on her period. No, women, that's why I found out that some women get to a point where they have to go to the hospital. She was one that was giving me all those games. Like, I didn't like, because any of my past, like, people I was with, like, I'm not even trying to hear it. Like, I don't want to know. Like, I know it happens, but like, don't talk to me about it. Like, it's not something that ew. But Chiske was, she was hesitant, like, she wasn't going to back down. Like, she was just telling him everything. He said,
well, after you spend the night with a girl, you notice that she stains the bed, but she does not know.
Oh, I've seen that happen before.
So, what did you do?
I didn't freak out, but I mean, it's blood, right? But it's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I beat her up or she was bleeding badly from her belly. Somebody took her knife. That's not what I mean. You get what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, okay. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? She was very embarrassed. I remember her being very embarrassed that I saw that. But I was like, I mean,
that's blood.
It's like, yeah, it's like fair. Like, I mean, it's fine, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's not like, it's not something you had control over. So, I mean, I just like let it go and whatever. But that whole thing. It's, I know it's like a big deal for women. So and she was always very like you have to be very, very thoughtful when a woman is in that period. You have to be very, very like hands-on. Like the best you can do is always also try to be there. Like whatever support she kind of needs. Most times emotional. You know, sometimes it, like she might need your help physically as well, depending on how issues on the spectrum. It's just that there's a spectrum of how women are.
Yeah.
I didn't know all of those things. She was the one that was giving me game. So that's why I said like she's actually a friend.
Yeah, she actually did.
So shout out to her, man. But yeah, that was how I started learning a lot about like women. So sometimes like when you ask me sometimes like why do you know too much about women's you know down there, it's like she has a lot to do with it. And then and you know me, I'm once I get into rabbit hole, I start reading stuff. I just start reading stuff about women's bodies, the pom pom down there, like what it does, clits, all the stuff. Yeah, I was going crazy. But yeah, that was she made me start reading all those details and all of that. So but yeah. Still not having sex with somebody who is on that period strap.
That's just not wrong.
Yeah, that's just wrong. People do it.
I can never do it, and people I will do never it. Do it.
People do it.
Just weird.
People have sex with people that are pregnant.
That's better.
I will not. I don't think it's something I can do.
You can have sex with someone that's pregnant.
It's just there a whole lot of.
There are ways.
Yeah, let me not lie.
It's not like you have to go
now,
through.
Thinking about it now, I actually think there are ways. Actually. Yeah.
There are ways you can do that, but it's not. But for you to just.
But then again, it's like. Just. Pregnant woman, though.
I mean, I feel like
if you're doing a pregnant woman, you're doing two people. Sounds like a threesome, which is nasty, right? Yeah, like exactly. The way that's a weird way to paint, but that's just how it is. Nah. I'm sorry. I just offended pregnant woman too. Why do I do this, bro?
This is what I say. You do this shit unprovoked.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why I do this. I can't help myself. I'm a bad person. I think I am. I'm actually a bad person.
Wow.
But yeah, man. Hey, this has been another.
First step is acceptance.
It's fine. I'm changing my ways. But anyway, we'll see you guys on the next EP. Any final words?
Yeah, man. Doing better. It's
been another fantastic episode. Shout outs to Amber and Allen.
That was a nice one.
I'm gonna check out.
Definitely
checking out some of our comedy.
That was good.
Shout out to you, actually. You picked that. We'll see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah,
this
we'll
has
see
been
you guys
the Spectrum
next...
Podcast.
Yeah, guys. See you on the next EP.
Peace
guys. One bye. Love. Bye.